Hot Coffee and Biscuits, or the Tale of a Wise Young Lass. I'll tell of a quine name of Carey, that hails from Scotland's northeast, who's now leaving a place of employment where she'd worked as its science high priest. You see, Carey's toiled hard in her progress towards top of the management class, but how did she manage to get there from being nought but a bright-eyed young lass? Well, she'd joined up at Marlab in Torry as a technician and worked hard through day while she studied to call herself bachelor in a scientifical sort of a way. But that weren't enough for young Carey. She aimed a bit higher, you see, so she researched some molecular gubbins for a brand spanking new PhD. Sometime later, when her world became corporate, and with insight and great self-reliance, she mastered the business of admin and became Marlab's first head of science. Her first task was to fit out an office, because that were a new stamping ground, where she served up hot coffee and biscuits to her colleagues as they gathered around. Then Marlab became Marine Scotland. Boo! And the title were taken away, and though lesser folk might have begrudged it, Carey never let that thought hold sway. So a new team called PsyOps was assembled, but she worried a little, perchance some folk would conflate it with that's life, with her as a new Esther Ranson. 'Twould be Gavin played the role of Paul Heine, maybe Rob as Chris Searle. Oh, you betcha. Then if Ian or Chris played Glyn Worsnip, that left Phil as the new Cyril Fletcher. And although her new team was all fellas, it were Carey was cream of the crop, though for some it were really unusual for woman to be on the top. But that never fazed our Carey, and she handled it all with great poise, because she knew the truth of the matter. They were nought but a bunch of daft boys. She held court at once weekly meetings, for which she were rightly renowned, where she served up hot coffee and biscuits to her minions as they gathered around. Then she asked them all leading questions about what they'd achieved in the week, and this sat, though some nattered annoyingly, as each waited for his turn to speak. She'd indulge them in light-hearted banter and distractions from business at hand, though sometimes she'd shout, "Best of order, let's stick to the agenda as planned." Now, it's already been said there was coffee and biscuits and sometimes some cake, and once in a while we'd assemble to scoff tray bakes we'd all tried to make. And at one of those meetings it so happened that she had a right carry-on, where she settled her row about baking, with a wee spot of tiffin at dawn. But later, poor PsyOps got splintered when restructuring got out of hand, and though Carey kept some of her people, others left for the abode of the damned. And now it is Carey that's leaving, which has come as a wee bit surprise. And Marine Scotland has got a new problem, how to stem the loss of the wise. So 'tis now we bid farewell to Carey, au revoir, but never adieu, and we hope that she finds a retirement enrichissant and très très heureux. But what of that bright-eyed young lassie, now she leaves her pastures new found? Well, she'll serve up hot coffee and biscuits to her friends as they gather around.